All right, Donald Trump is running into major problems today, not only abroad, where a new war is breaking out and he is getting dog-walked by Netanyahu, but also at home, where this new Middle Eastern war is resulting in a MAGA civil war that is currently escalating in Trump's face, as multiple top politicians, top figures within MAGA, are taking completely contradictory positions. I mean, even in this clip I'm about to play, Donald Trump is contradicting his own cabinet members, his own director of national intelligence, literally days apart, which sends mixed signals not only to our troops, to people at home, but to people abroad. As Ron Filipkowski points out, just to recap, yesterday, Trump rolled into the G7 summit complaining about how mean they are to Putin. He then trashed America on foreign soil, confused the EU with the UK, dropped papers on the ground, trashed Tucker Carlson as a part of this MAGA civil war, accomplished nothing, then bailed early to escalate a war. Apparently, MAGA. And this is what happens when you create a movement based off of true believers. Tucker Carlson truly believed that Trump was anti-war, while Ben Shapiro truly believed that Trump wasn't serious about the tariffs. Everybody is disappointed. Everybody is losing. And I want to break down the civil war that's breaking out. If you appreciate the content that we make, you can subscribe below. Comment of the day is, you earned my sub, Adam. Keep telling the truth. If you want to help support the channel, subscribe below. And let's start with this clip right here.
The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003. The IC continues to monitor closely if Tehran decides to reauthorize its nuclear weapons program.
They've always said that you don't believe Iran should be able to have a nuclear weapon, but how close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having.
Wow, what a great signal to send, not only to our allies, but to our enemies. You don't care what our own director of national intelligence said about the intelligence we have about national securities. The president of the United States, who we damn well know doesn't do his daily press briefings, is contradicting Tulsi Gabbard, and this kind of starts the civil war. Marjorie Taylor Greene is now trying to say Americans, quote, have been brainwashed by Fox News, the New York Post, and other right-wing media as she opposes the U.S. entering the Israel-Iran war. Quote, we have propaganda news on our side, just as the left does. And this comes after Tucker Carlson saying the same thing, but don't believe this from Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene, because they are using this populist rhetoric to try to get you to distrust everything. What you should distrust Fox News, obviously, but they are trying to turn people into such extremists that they don't trust any institution, when Tucker Carlson is the one that lied. Tucker helped build up Fox News on a foundation, a house of cards, of straight lies. Tucker was let go from the network because Fox News lost $800 million for lying about Dominion. They had to settle with a lawsuit because they lied about Dominion. Let's check this clip out.
So what is that? That's not by popular acclaim. That's not like their viewer surveys. Like, you know, we need a lot more Mark Levin. Less Jesse Waters, more Mark Levin. Mark Levin! What they're doing is what they always do, which is just turning up the propaganda hose to full blast and just trying to, you know, knock elderly Fox viewers off their feet and make them.
By the way, guys, this is peak gaslighting. Peak gaslighting. When Marjorie Taylor Greene says we have propaganda news on our side, just as the left does, there is no both sides about this. The propaganda on the right comes top down from the president of the United States reposting QAnon conspiracy theories or just creating QAnon conspiracies out of thin air. When Joe Biden is spreading lies about election fraud, come hit me up. When top Republicans say that there are space lasers from Jewish people, it's not comparable. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene just slammed Republican-leaning outlets, Fox News and New York Post, calling them propaganda
from
news.
Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Greene, you.
And by the way, she's saying this on OAN.
From Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Greene, you have been a voice of reason and America first policy. Tell us how you see this conflict between Israel and Iran.
Matt, I see it just as you do, and you laid that out so well. That's the America first message, but it's also the truth that the American people have woken up to. We've watched for decades propaganda news I'll call out Fox News and the New York Post. They're known to be the neocon network news. We have propaganda news on our side, just like the left does. And the American people have been brainwashed into believing that America has to engage in these foreign wars in order for us to survive. And it's absolutely not true.
I absolutely loathe Marjorie Taylor Greene and her gaslighting. Can I also point out that people on Truth Social aren't happy? When Trump posted unconditional surrender in all caps, we have Kenny Collins with the Trump mugshot saying, "We didn't vote for this. We voted for America first, not Israel first." Someone said, "Not my flag, not my war. Also not my flag, not my war." Can I just say, this is some dangerous isolationism when it comes to certain wars. Like when it comes to Ukraine, you can't say that you're anti-war and you want the U.S. to pull out of Ukraine. Those two things are contradictory. It sounds counterintuitive, but being anti-war when it comes to Ukraine means funding Ukraine more, arming them to the teeth so Russia isn't able to be pro-war anymore. This says America first, not Ukraine, not Israel, not illegal aliens, America. So people are pushing back. People are mad at Trump. Someone said, whatever happened to no new wars and staying out of other countries' problems? Even, dude, Mike Huckabee, a Republican pastor, is stirring up a lot of drama in the right-wing community. Someone said, what the absolute F? Mike Huckabee is trying to invoke God to make Trump nuke Iran. That's sure how it reads. We have mentally ill people in power. And Donald Trump points to a tweet from Mike Huckabee that says, God spared you in Butler, and maybe the most consequential president in a century, maybe ever. He's saying the decisions are on your shoulders. And he essentially is insinuating that I believe you will hear from heaven. And that voice is far more important than mine or anyone else's. So apparently God is going to try to convince him to nuke Iran. What an absolute crazy person. And then he cites no president has been in this position since Truman in 1945. Did Truman make any tough decisions in 1945 regarding a war or nukes? Please remind me. Incredibly terrifying. What about this? Candace Owens then posted, Donald Trump just completely fractured his base, and he did it for the very neocons who minted the Never Trump Move It. Truly unbelievable. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene takes Tucker Carlson's side and says, Tucker Carlson is one of my favorite people. He fiercely loves his wife, children, and our country. No, he doesn't. No, he does not. Since being fired by the neocon network Fox News, he has been more popular. No, he hasn't. We beat Tucker Carlson in terms of subscribers. One more time. The Adam Mockler channel beat Tucker Carlson in terms of subscribers in Q1. If you want to help us beat him again, make sure you subscribe below. This says, if we don't fight for our country and our own people, then we will no longer have a country for our children and grandchildren. She's then saying, and foreign wars don't put America first. Then, on top of that, on top of Marjorie and Candace Owens, even Laura Loomer says, Donald Trump is officially done with Tucker Carlson. Don't take money from Arabs and become blinded by irrational hatred for Jews in Israel like Tucker did. If you want to talk about taking money from Middle Eastern countries, Trump did just, you know, take a massive jet from Qatar. But, I mean, I won't even, that's besides the point right here. The main point is that MAGA is fracturing very rapidly. My favorite part is running through Donald Trump's Truth Social replies. Someone said, you said no more endless wars. Yeah, well, you got lied to. The Muslim American coalition that supported Trump, they're now backing down. Farmers for Trump, they are backing down, not due to this war, but due to Trump's trade war and other things that Trump is doing, his war on immigration, if you want to call it that. Latinas for Trump, they are backing down. His coalition is fracturing, and it's because he is aggressive, extreme, and we will continue to keep our foot on their neck, metaphorically. Drop a like. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.